Well, howdy guys, and I'm enjoying a Peroni right now. Very nice. Well, it's finally happened. A Femon has actually married the bear. As you can see, they're very affectionate with one another. I guess it was love at first sight. The bear even learnt how to read and speak, just so he can say the vows like obey and promise he won't eat her if he gets hungry. Man to fix things round the house, you know, that sort of thing. Not sure if they're planning to have any children or not, but he has already warned her about his commitment that he will have to disappear in the winter for a few months. Actually, this Femon didn't actually marry the bear. She in fact married another Femon. Which isn't much a surprise today, is it? And it wasn't the bear that had to take the vows. It was the other Femon. So it's pretty obvious that Femons will marry absolutely anything as long as they can get to wear that special dress for the day and get full attention. The Femon on the left, I believe, was a Hamas hostage. And she's marrying her friend, who is an influencer. We all know what that means. And strange, if you take a look, one of them is trying to look like a man and the other one's trying to look like a Femon. They do that a lot, don't they? So you see, what's the point if one of them always plays the man? Well, it's Femon logic. Don't think about it. And the news heading was Triumph for Love Over Evil. Not too sure about that, actually. But this is what the Femons want today, don't they? They want all this crazy stuff. Apparently the marriage was in Tel Aviv. I guess these Femons don't understand the statistics. The marriage with the worst divorce statistics is Femons marrying Femons. Yeah, they can't even get on with each other, can they? And take a look what they've done to the poor dog. This only happens in a Femon's world, doesn't it? Dressing the dog up as some small human. Forcing it to take part. Of course, it's got no option, has it? I guess there's something in the water or something in the air. Femons have always been a little bit mentally unstable at times. But they've gone completely doolally now, haven't they? The future is Femon. I'm glad I'm getting off this planet pretty soon. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. You don't have to look at it. Now let me get back to my Peronis. You take it easy.